I'm Samantha, and I'm an addict. Hi, guys. My sobriety date is May 23rd, 2014. I have a sponsor who is sponsored. This is my first time sharing, guys. I'm scared. Well, my first drink, I was pretty young. I was 7, and it wasn't really, a good thing. My uncle, he got me shots instead of a birthday present. After that, I really liked the way it made me feel. It always made me feel like I was part of. So I would go wherever I could to get a drink. As I got older, I never had to hide it. My parents, everybody was okay with me drinking. So it was never an issue. And so it progressed. It got worse and worse and worse. And over a couple of years, I started going out and hanging out with older people, going to big parties and stuff just to get drunk. I really don't know what to say. My mom actually used to, she would get wine and stuff and margarita mix, and, I thought it was fun. It was. But after a little while, it wasn't so fun anymore. I just wanted to drink. I just wanted to have that feeling, and I couldn't really get that feeling anymore. The feeling of, it was a spark of, excitement every time I took a drink. And, my God. As I got older, I was about 12, and I started skipping school. I was in high school already. I just upgraded and stuff. I was a smart kid. I never thought I had family issues, but that was just because I avoided my family. So my family would grow apart. I would just be gone all the time, and I thought it was normal. 12 years old, out there running the streets. That's everybody's normal, right? Right, guys? Come on. I really did. I'd be gone all night. No one knew where I was. I didn't have a cell phone. No one could contact me. They could have thought I was dead, for all I know. But I didn't care. I'd just stay out to drink, stay out to get messed up all the time. And I'd get in some pretty rough situations from drinking. Because after a couple of drinks, I wouldn't care anymore. I'd be like, okay, let's go get messed up wherever I can. I didn't care who I was with. I didn't care about anything. I just didn't care. And I got a little older. I was 15, 16, and I started going to bars. It was crazy. Most people thought you can't get in. I don't know, I guess I could. I did it. And I'd spend, I'd go in there, I wouldn't have much money. I'd have other people buy me drinks because you know, the ID at the counter. And, like, I'd spend all night there until they closed. I would help get the drunks out. Never thought I had a problem. And one day, my parents, they kept telling me that I was always out drinking. And at that time, I wasn't. I thought I was going to be sober for a while. I stopped drinking. I stopped everything. I was being good for once. And it kind of like, it made me mad. So I went out one night, and they were really worried because I told them that, like, you want to see drinking? You want to see partying? I'll show you it. So I went out, and I got really drunk, and, like, I got picked up by a cop, and he brought me back to my house, and then, like, my parents, like, were like, where were you all night? And I'm like, I don't know. I think that was always my answer. I don't know where I was. I don't know what happened. I don't know where anything went. So they like, I had a bag, and they, like, emptied it out in front of the cop, and the cop's like, what's this? And, like, I had some drugs of sorts, and I got took to the Jack or whatever, the place where they take us juveniles, and they asked me if I was intoxicated or drunk or have used anything, and I was like, no. It's not like I got caught with anything. So they tested me, and I came out positive, and I ended up going to detox. So I spent my time in there, it's only a couple of days. After that, I got put on, like, outpatient and stuff, and then I thought, okay, well, I don't want to use, I don't need to use, I don't need to drink anytime. You know, it's not important. And then after a while of not using, I kind of said, what the hell with it? And I just start picking up and drinking again, and I got sent to rehab. So that was kind of like what it was like. So I go to rehab, I'm okay with it. I don't really mind it, because I'd rather be there than out on the streets. And, like, it really helped me. I didn't know much about AA. I didn't know anything about it, actually. And they kind of just, like, kind of shoved it down my throat, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna eat it. Gonna happen. And I got out not too long ago. Well, I just skipped a big portion. So I'm in rehab, and I get a sponsor because she just comes there. I'm like, okay. So this is very, like, I don't know the word for it, but it's very reliable for me. She comes to me. It works. And we tried to work the steps, and I was kind of just bullshitting everything, honestly. And, like, I mentally thought it was helping me. I thought that I was getting better, and it was all good because I was working the steps. And I really wasn't. I barely knew them. And I got out not too long ago, and I got a sponsor. I got an actual sponsor. I suck at having a sponsor. I never want to call anybody. But I get a lot off my chest, and we kind of just start working the steps and stuff. How much time do I have left? Okay. Well, she tried to get me to read, and no, I don't read. So we kept trying to make a plan to sit down and talk, and then I just kind of stopped calling. And actually realized that I was getting disconnected from, like, the program. I was getting disconnected from everything. I was going to meetings, just I didn't want to run into anybody I actually knew. Because they'd be like, how are you? Do you have a sponsor? I wouldn't know what to say. Do I have one or not? And my grand sponsor got to me. I went to a meeting and I ran into her. And she's like, so I hear you have a sponsor? Or, because my sponsee tells me she doesn't know if you have one anymore. And I'm like, I have one. And she told me to call my sponsor. And that night after the meeting, I did. And it felt really good to call my sponsor. I don't really know what else to say now. For me. Is that it? Okay. So, eloquent report.
Thank you.